going to vote against this resolution. And I'm not voting against this resolution for what might be the obvious reasons, because my wife is a school teacher, but I am allowed to vote on issues like this. I'm not attacking the mayor on his intent to rein in costs for the city, but there are several points in the resolution that I find fault. The first is in paragraph one. It makes a statement that says that it blames mandatory arbitration for Rhode Island, and I'm quoting the resolution, but Rhode Island has the fifth highest police force in the nation and the highest qualified police nationally. That's a judgment call. That came from BIPAC. So it doesn't have any weight as far as binding arbitration was the only reason for that. So that's number one. Number two, in the second paragraph, Connecticut mandatory binding arbitration led to contract awards that is the result of the highest paid teachers in the country. That is not true. According to the information I've received, Connecticut is 14th highest paid. And the Connecticut General Assembly passed an act concerning education enhancements, which gave dollar incentive grants to school districts to raise their classroom teacher salaries. It was then that teacher salaries rose. So it was not the binding arbitration portion, it was this act that was passed to proclaim binding arbitration again. Paragraph 3 is a general statement saying that unions work to rule, and that's, I don't think that's a proven statement. 4 is a statement of fact that we have to comply with